USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says he's not walking anything back after his weekend comment that Russian President Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power. The president insists he's not calling for a regime change in Moscow.
I was expressing the more outrage I felt toward the way Putin is dealing and the actions of this man. Just brutality.
Biden adding that he's not concerned that his comments would escalate tensions over the war in Ukraine. The United Nations is demanding an investigation about alleged mistreatment of prisoners of war. The UN wants both Russia and Ukraine to launch probes. This comes after a video showed Ukrainian soldiers appearing to shoot those who are reportedly Russian prisoners. A senior Ukrainian presidential advisor on Sunday promised an investigation into what happened. USA Radio News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford. For your free quote, call 1-800-272-1955. That's 1-800-272-1955. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-272-1955. SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has signed into law the Parents' Rights in Education Bill. The new law prevents subjects such as sexual orientation and gender identity from being taught in kindergarten through third grade. At a press conference, Governor DeSantis says it also allows parents to be more informed about sensitive subjects being taught in their children's classrooms.
Teachers will be protected against someone from on high, whether in a bureaucracy or in a school board, telling them that they need to do gender-bred manner, telling them that they need to talk about things like transgender to a first or second grader.
The Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts, and Sciences says it condemns the actions of Will Smith during Sunday night's Oscars and will launch a formal review of his slapping of presenter Chris Rock. Smith slapped Rock after the comedian made a joke about Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith. Smith later won the Best Actor Award. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Overdoses in states that border the U.S.-Mexico border have been on the rise in recent years, especially from synthetic opioids such as fentanyl. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich says it's Democratic border policies harming Americans.
People are dying, and it is absolutely heartbreaking that the cartels are making so much money. And so this is not something that's going to end in the next news cycle. I mean, literally, we will be paying the costs as American taxpayers for an entire generation.
A Republican congressman is resigning after being found guilty.
Nebraska Republican Representative Jeff Fortenberry, who was convicted of lying to FBI investigators about an illegal $30,000 contribution to his 2016 reelection campaign, said he will be resigning from Congress. Federal law prohibits foreign nationals from donating to federal election campaigns. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pride.
The city of New Orleans is no stranger to a party, but the upcoming men's Final Four and national championship games will be important. Mayor LaToya Cantrell saying the Final Four will be the first big event where there isn't a vaccine mandate and no masks are required.
It feels so good for the city of New Orleans to just be coming back alive again.
In addition to the Final Four, New Orleans is set to host Jazz Fest in April, which is one of the nation's largest concerts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.